listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What is going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Special Daily Edition in prime time. Yes, if you're looking for episode 92. Well, first off, of course, if you're new to the podcast, better say that. We're getting into everything, the Purple Project Podcast, all about what is going on in the world of K-State sports here in the state of Kansas, where your host, Eddie Greer, currently lives in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Of course, the Purple Project Podcast, find that wherever you get your podcast. We have a lot of dailies up, of course, this week, as usual, and we have our episode 91. Now, originally, we were going to do episode 92, record episode 92 last night, but decided to change it up, not to do a second episode, but instead take a little bit of deeper dive what's going on this weekend around K-State. And of course, K-State women's basketball team last night were getting ready to travel to North Carolina, Raleigh specifically, for their first round matchup against Washington State here tomorrow, well, not here, but tomorrow morning, 10:30, ESPN2, Moral Now on the back end of this podcast. But first, we're going to look around this week around K-State sports, see what's going on around there. As today, as I'm recording this, on what's turned out to be yesterday, a little chilly, the wind came back and everything, and obviously, the wind was not a factor Wednesday morning, but as the day went on, the wind started picking up and all this other stuff like that. So definitely that could be a factor. Hope not for tomorrow morning, that one I'm talking about later on. But anyways, today, as I'm recording this daily, primetime daily, on Friday, the 18th of March, 2022, golf will be in action. Women's golf, in particularly, going against, looks like they're going to be in the Mountain View Collegiate as well. If you've been paying attention, listening to the dailies the last week and a half, we've had some action of men's golf. Now women's golf now getting cranked up as well here, as we'll be checking on them here probably on Monday, as well as we have a lot of other stuff be going on as well. I believe outdoor season will begin for track and field season. Just closing the book on indoor season, the performances in spring, particularly, obviously, Tresia Price in the high jump. TJ Shankar came a little bit beat up, unfortunately, in his event this year, finished sixth in the indoor NCAA championships. But the story coming out of there, Cassidy Johnson breaking the 800-meter record there, and not only PRing once, but PRing back-to-back days. That's some elite people will do right there. But again, congratulations to Cassidy on doing that as well, getting it done in 800 and doing it in the finals, obviously, where she never went out fast before. That could be dangerous, but at the same time, gotta take the risk. Risk come high reward, right? So either way, you know, you gotta try to get it done the best way you can, and she got it done. So great job again by Cassidy in the NCAA championships, which took place in Birmingham, Alabama there as well. So yeah, Cassidy ran both nights, so that's really you talk about, well, running a marathon back to back, that's a whole nother challenge there on back to back days on a challenge. Well, running back-to-back days in college, especially at the level you're trying to compete at, in the highest level with the indoor championships, not an easy thing to do right there. Now, it's kudos to the coaching staff there at K-State for doing a well job, and also kudos to Cassidy on that. They're going to be getting started with that this afternoon. The USTSA Invitational down in Texas, folks. 2 o'clock Central Time, the track and fields team outdoors. Hopefully it's not windy down there as it is up here. So it's been a little chilly this morning and everything else like that. But hopefully K-State will look to get their outdoor season started the right way down in Texas and back over here home. And actually, the women's golf team, that is away. So, again, more on them on Monday and their results and everything like that. Probably actually tomorrow as well. I have to see. I got a busy Saturday tomorrow. Again, more on that on the back end. Let's take a look here at tennis, right? The tennis women's team coming off of being swept in the state of Oklahoma, lost to Oklahoma State and Oklahoma last weekend in their Big 12 opening matchups. They come home today. Well, they're already here in Manhattan. They're at home this afternoon, late this afternoon, taking on 41st ranked Texas Tech. Yes, Texas Tech coming in there, higher ranked, and it's just going to be a challenge again for K-State. Obviously, led by Marina Linardes, this one of the seniors on that team who got the only point of the weekend last weekend for Jordan Smith's tennis team. They look to be alive today, have more activity today, and ready to compete even more against a more challenging ladies Red Raider, Texas Tech team. Let's say that as I'm recording this. It's still a little early in the morning, but yeah, so we're going to do that there. Texas Red Raiders there at 4 today and jam-packed Friday, to be exactly here. Baseball kicking off their 3-game set at home later on tonight at 6 against Morehead State. K-State winners now of 5 straight. They won back on Tuesday night against Omaha 8-4 in that game there. And, you know, Don Johnson, to me, has been the story for K-State this year. He's been, I think, every time I've either, well, watched him, the little five watched him this year, and or listened to the games on the radio, 1350 came in, 93.3 on the FM station, radio station here in Manhattan. He's gotten on base. He's gotten either double hits or at least a hit in every game this year. Dom Johnson has been an absolute stud. He looks to keep me going. Orlando Salinas Jr. also. And let's see if they get the other big bats going here. Nick Goodwin shut down. And Dylan Phillips was shut down as well on Tuesday night. They got to get their big bats going. This is kind of impressive, given the fact that they're two big guys, they're veteran guys on this ball club, has been kind of inconsistent so far this year. Dylan Phillips coming in with high accolades this year. They haven't really done much this year. Yeah, Dylan Phillips did homer a couple of games ago, but yeah, he's been kind of a little bit inconsistency as well. So I'm very intrigued to see what happens there. K-State doing this with their two big stars. Might sound blunt, but I'm going to roll with it. They did not done much this year. That's impressive. They get their bats, their big bats going too. Obviously, it's called K-State offensively. They're going to be tough to beat. So obviously, that 3-game set begins tonight with Morehead State as well at 6. First pitch a little bit after 6. Again, K-Man has it over the radio. You can't catch it on TV, which I believe it is, it might be on Big 12 Now Network. I'm not quite sure about that at the recording of this podcast. So the baseball team in action, tennis. So jam-packed Friday, beginning with the women's golf team at the Mountain View Collegiate. And then you have the track field getting kickstarted with the outdoor season down in Texas, followed by a few hours later, Texas Tech here in Manhattan with the tennis team here. Texas Tech coming in 41st ranked. By the time you hear this, at least for the women's golf team, track team might still be going. And tennis team, those matches are going to be wrapped up when this podcast, Primetime Daily, comes out later on this evening. So that will be matched up there. But I just wanted to come on here and, like the last several Fridays, give you a kind of a tour of what's going on around K-State Athletics. This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition in prime time. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, for the Purple Project Podcast. Episode 92 been moved back to next week. And of course, another plug for you, if you haven't looked for it now, it is up now. Episode 91 with Curtis Kelly on the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly is up right now, folks. So get subscribed, download it, listen to it. I'm not going to spoil it. That was one heck of a conversation there. And spoiler alert, we got another special guest next week, late next week, on our usual recording day with me, Alex. When it comes to recording the weekly podcast, it will be Thursday, and we'll be back to our normal schedule on Friday, assuming I don't hop on. Doing some out loud thinking, jump on board on Tuesday with a recap of the K-State women's game, depending on win or lose in their first round, second round matchups there, if K-State were to move on. But we'll see what happens there at that. We're just going to play it by year, but we do have a special guest confirmed, and I'm not going to spoil you. I'm really excited, and this guest really was, he just came off of, he just came off of another podcast, and then he decided to wanted to come on here right away. He responded right away, so I'm excited for that. I'm real excited to have this guy on the podcast next week for sure. So definitely the Pearl Project Podcast making its way forward in this podcasting realm here, especially when it comes to K-State. If you're looking for other updates besides football and on basketball, this is the place right here, the Purple Project Podcast. Okay, moving on. Tomorrow, obviously, Roy gets kicked off. The Hornet Invitational, 10:30. I'm going to be already be done with the first race that I'm competing in. But Roy gets kick-started tomorrow morning. Hornet Invitational. Again, more on this. This weekend, obviously, the results of that as well. We're gonna have that as well. So rolling, I know they've been training, just reading up on some of that stuff on the web, on the K-State Sports site and on Twitter, kind of following them around. So hopefully they get their season started off right as well. They've been doing some scrimmages. I know, obviously they had recently the Oklahoma scrimmage a couple weeks ago as well. And again, you have the Morehead State 3-game set that's going to be continues to go on Saturday, and of course you got the matinee, the finale on Sunday with the baseball team, a 3-game set there, which culminates with in between prime time, well, not a prime time matchup, morning matchup, K-State women's basketball. We come to this, but before that, we'll step aside for this quick break.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The Purple Project Podcast continues the daily edition in prime time. Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, recording this actually on Friday morning. March 18th, 2022, folks. And yes, you can tell K-State sports this weekend, a lot is going down either home or away here in Manhattan or away from the friendly confines of the Little Apple, home of Kansas State University. K-State women's basketball tomorrow morning at that same time. The rowing team gets kick-started. K-State women's basketball hits the hard floor for the first round matchup in March Madness against Washington State Lady Cougars in Raleigh, North Carolina, part of that Bridgeport region tomorrow. And of course, K-State coming in there 19-12. They have an opportunity to get win number 20 on the year tomorrow, a golden opportunity to do that, but they're gonna have to go through Washington State to do it. Washington State is the 8-9 matchup. We're gonna have reaction to this more than likely with the daily as well, probably more than likely, but with more deeper dive. We're supposed to do a preview, but I decided to change things up and decided to do a daily instead, so that's probably been best anyways. given the episode that we did with Curtis Kelly, which was a blast to do again, make sure you check that out. Can't stress that enough. You're not subscribed, you're a K-State fan, you're not subscribed to Purple Project Podcast, you might want to do that right now. Check out this week's episode, and we have episodes in the archives of the Purple Project Podcast. Curtis Kelly was the second guest here on the Purple Project Podcast. But yeah, back to K-State women's basketball here real quick. Yes, they're playing Raleigh, North Carolina. This game will be national televised, ESPN2. I hope to catch the second half of this game. We'll just have to see how that goes, as I'll be competing in the St. Patrick's Day races tomorrow morning, beginning at 10 with a 2 mile, and then a little after that, 10:45 is the 10K race, and probably the only 10K race I'm gonna be doing this calendar season. So I've been doing the 10 this race. I know I missed the year before last. I think I did this last year. I did a 10K this year. Decided, hey, I want to do both. So we'll see how that goes. I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. Tomorrow with good weather, hopefully better than this. What we're doing, what I am, we're in right now. Windy, still windy, rainy. A little bit of rain in the mix there. So hopefully the weather will be a lot better than this. Tomorrow for race conditions, but you can't control the weather. You got to do what you got to do. I just listened to a running podcast back on Wednesday about that. You can't control the weather. You can't do much about that. You got to do. I've run worse. I ran in worse weather. So so this doesn't faze me quite as much. But yeah, it's supposed to be in the 60s. I don't know what, given that's going to be later in the morning, it might benefit from possible temperatures close to 50, so that would be tremendous. So we'll see what happens there on that front. Again, I keep getting sidetracked, but then yes, again, I've been kind of saying that here all along the podcast, that I'll be competing in one of the historic traditions here in Manhattan, Kansas, the 2 mile and 10K for the first time since I've been here. I'm gonna do both races, so we'll see how that turns out. For tomorrow, K-State led by All-American Ayoka Lee look to get past Washington State tomorrow morning there. Obviously, K-State come off of a tough loss against Texas where they really play their tails off. Probably the best effort against Texas all year long. Of course, again, it got swept in the regular season against Texas and lost to them 72-67. Somewhere in there, right? So, yeah, again, the keys to the game here, it's pretty straightforward. Like I mentioned earlier this week, somewhere in there, had the stats somewhere in here. Yeah, so if you want to break down the stats even more, points per game, obviously, in Washington State, also come off of a first-round loss in their conference tournament as well. I switched there. Nope, I got it up here. I got it right here in front of me. We switched tabs. They're coming off of a Pac-12 tournament where they lost to Utah 70-59 in that game right there. So they come off of that loss as well. Points per game. If you want to break this down, obviously K-State finished conference record at 599 with a 19-12 record as well. Points per game, K-State leads in that. Almost 67 points a game to Washington, 60 points, rebounds a game, even over there between the two teams, assists there, almost, these two teams, this 8-9 matchup is almost even to an extent here, assists a game, 17-13 favor K-State, rebounding, 36 total rebounds, really, 36-35 K-State there, 67 if you round that to 60. So if you want to put it on paper, K-State's maybe a slight favorite here. This is here, but I'm just worried. I'm worried about the outside production, outside Ayoka Lee, right? That's the key to the game, obviously. If they can't, you know, Washington State's going to come with a game plan to possibly make life miserable for Aoki Lee down there. Aoki Lee's going to get her points. I really believe that in this ball game, in this first round matchup, right? So that's what you get. That's what we all got to look at here, right? Is what can K-State do if, I mean, early in the season, right? K-State was red hot. They kind of rolled that hot streak in the first half of the year, right? And then Aoki Lee went off against Oklahoma, 61 points against the Sooners. And then everything just got difficult. Everything just got difficult. So if they're going, and this is a new season now, obviously you turn the page, records don't matter and all this other stuff. Washington State actually is 21-10. They finished overall 21-10 on the season. So now you look at that and say, okay, so now what do you do, right? If you get help, obviously, Serena Sundell, the 1-2 punch, you know we're going to get from her, tenacity and all that. Serena, she's got to cut the mistakes. If K-State's going to win this game, she's going to have to cut the mistakes. Yes, she's young. And this is going to be another learning experience. What I talked about a little bit in past dailies, it's a learning experience. And on the weekly editions, it's a learning experience, right? So what can you take from Texas in the Big 12 tournament and apply it to here? The foul trouble is kind of concerning too, because Serena in that first half, not even at halftime, got 3 fouls. In that, 2 of those were in the first quarter, and then she got the third in the second, and then early moments in the third got a 4th. So I mean, as important as Jeff Mitty says she is, he's been saying it all year long. And kudos to Coach Mitty on what he has done, especially this year, because I did not expect this. I expected this from I did not expect the men's team to make the tournament. I did not expect this team to make the tournament, at least the NCAA tournament anyways, despite last year's mess last year, as I want to put it there. Jeff Mays turned this thing around, and they have our opportunity. This is a toss-up. They have an opportunity to get this game. This is a new season, and they have to keep number four and number 50 on the floor. They're going to have any chance to win this ball game. And again, they're going to have to get help. The Glenn twins, sisters, as we like to combine on the Purple Project podcast, they're going to have to make some shots. Obviously, Riley, her toughness on defensive end, and Jalen Glenn, they're going to have to knock down 3 ball also. That's the key of the game. They don't get help outside of Aoki Lee, they will not win this game. They're going to have to also slow down Washington's top scorers here as well. Cherise Lager-Walker, a guard who averages 16 a game, and then you have Johanna Titter, sorry, I might have butchered that, another guard who is 10, who averages 10 a game, it looks like, down here. Yeah, so you're going to have to control those girls, guards, for the Cougars as well. Defensively, they beat the Pac-12 team this year. Oregon upset Oregon early this year. That hot streak, that hot start to start off the year for the Cats. They're away from Bramlage, so I'm a little worried about that as well. But again, you get help outside Aoki Lee, that's going to put pressure on Washington State's defense. And I'm going to rest my hat on that. I mean, you get help from the Glenn twins, you know what you're going to get from your 1-2 punch. And I have not said her name yet. Emily Ebert, who had 17 against Texas. You get that type of production from her, you're going to win this ball game. And obviously, you're going to see Laura Mackey in the game and Simone Goodrich, I assume. And the rest of them, Rebecca Dollinger, Taylor Lauterbach, Jada Moore. We've seen them all year long as well, but obviously Mackey and Goodrich, you would assume we're gonna get a heavy minutes in this game. And so yeah, that's really, if K-State's gonna move forward in the second round, that's the key of the game right there. Aoki Lee obviously averaging 22, well, according to what I'm looking at here on kstatesports.com here, to this matchup anyways. 22 points a game. Obviously, she's up for numerous awards, and I'm not going to go into those. You can find that on today's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, as well as that long receipt of items that you see on receipt cards that you buy, that you shop, whether it's at an auto place or a grocery store. Make that list for Aguilé. That's how long the list is this year. Obviously, I noted the 61 points she scored against Oklahoma, and then everything just went downhill, a struggle. It seems like every time, at least from there, it was a struggle, except for maybe Oklahoma there. You lose on a backbreaker there on a road. You can't fall behind too far. That's also another key to this game, to have to keep things, you have to stay, if you do fall behind, obviously, which you will at some point, you gotta not fall behind double digits. That's just too much. That's just too much, too quickly, too deep a hole. And we've seen it already. I mean, teams defensively, and then just looking at Washington's scores, Washington State scores, their season history this year and all that, K-State definitely has the opportunity to do that, to go out there and win this basketball game. So yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow morning with that matchup there, 10:30, K-State against Washington State, the 8-9 matchup. K-State is the 9 seed, and they'll be looking to get past Washington State. Obviously, the deal they don't, the season is over. So it's pretty much straightforward from here on out for them. And obviously, a team that K-State has faced, I don't want to go too far ahead of the mile markers here, but NC State is the 1 seed in the Bridgeport Regional, and K-State played NC State earlier this year. That is something to keep in mind if the two teams were to meet, get past their opponents tomorrow. So K-State's got some work to do. I'm excited to follow, track them, their progress tomorrow morning. Well, after the fact of taking care of business here in Manhattan for the St. Patrick's Day races tomorrow morning. After that, hopefully I'll be checked. Well, I don't think I'm going to have my phone on me, actually. So depending on, well, actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to be, because obviously I'm here, so there's going to be people that are going to stop me and want to talk to me. So depending on what time I get my phone, it could be halftime, more than likely halftime possibly, or in the third quarter somewhere in that mix. But good luck to our Wildcats, the Royal Ladies up there. I think they definitely have a chance to win this game. Obviously, the last Pac-12 opponent they played, they beat them. Now it's Oregon. Oregon was 10th in the nation at that time, early this year, somewhere like that. So we'll see what happens there with K-State women's basketball and Jeff Mitty. His fourth NCAA appearance with K-State, returning to the big dance, and they're looking to make some noise in that matchup. So that 8-9 matchup, obviously a toss up there. And when you look at the stats, we can just reel it off. Definitely a toss up there. And K-State, they do what they've been doing. If they bring back their tenacity from the first half of the season, yeah, they got a chance to win this game. But if they bring what they've been, they bring that little bag of mojo, that bag of struggling bag after Oklahoma, then it's going to be tough. So these games seem to drag out. Like the one last night where that Vermont and Arkansas, that took forever. And especially the last 2 minutes, that took like at least 45 minutes to get done. And that's, I don't understand that. But hey, that's how these games go, because with the strategy, you know what's on the line, things like that. Obviously, definitely K-State has an opportunity to go there and really make some noise in that region. So hopefully they can go out there and do it, and we will have a reaction to that game on the Sunday edition of the Pro Project Podcast, and we'll dive on it. We'll have, obviously, Alex's reaction to that. We might do to this time tomorrow, not tomorrow, but next week, obviously with a special guest looming on Thursday, or a set scheduled on Thursday, we'll definitely have to reconvene on Tuesday to do a deeper dive on what the results of K-State does in this tournament. And then obviously the men's tournament started yesterday. A couple upsets. The one, Kentucky. Kentucky goes down against St. Peter. Yeah, St. Peter's. Yeah, I'd never heard of that team either. So happy March Madness, folks. So Kentucky's out, Iowa's out. And for the second year in a row, I did not do a bracket, which is good for me because I'm pretty sure everyone's bracket is torn to pieces after St. Peter's. And some people had Iowa going and making it to a deep run from what some people told me there as well. So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad for a second year in a row I did not do a bracket at all. So, but, yeah, March Madness is in full swing this weekend. Obviously, more games today for the men's side. Women's begins tomorrow. K-State's a part of that day one matchup as well. Looking forward to that. St. Patrick's Day races are here if you're in the area. Beautiful weather supposed to happen. Obviously, this weird weather in Kansas continues. It was nice on Wednesday now. So I'm finishing up this podcast on this morning. It is windy and a little bit of wet out there as well. So definitely the weird spring weather of Kansas rolls on. K-State is jam-packed with a lot of stuff going on here or outside of Manhattan this weekend. I'm looking forward to dive on it with you guys on the Purple Project Podcast. Again, the Purple Project Podcast. Get it! Wherever you get your podcast. Now, obviously, again, I can't stress this enough. Again, check out the Curtis Kelly episode. Definitely one for the early ages of the Purple Project Podcast. Really fun talking with him, and he definitely gives his insights and his thoughts on K-State basketball, men's basketball anyways, moving forward. And I know from the tweets that I read on my timeline yesterday that if the two Marquise Noel, Nigel Pack come back next year to whoever's coaching this men's basketball team next year, that K-State could be in this position next year. So, you know, I definitely agree with that. I know Alex agrees with that for sure. But the search for the men's basketball head coach continues there as well. So definitely make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for that. But that's going to do it for right now on the extended primetime edition of the Daily Podcast. Checking out what's going on around K-State Athletics for this weekend. I will be checking back in with you this weekend on numerous accounts on this podcast. Eddie Greer III, appreciate you guys for listening in. Spread the word. Continue to get the word out about the Purple Project Podcast. But for now, that's going to do it for me. Go Cats, and we'll talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.